Our lesson today is from the book of Exodus, a portion of chapter 36. And Moses called to Bezaleel and to Aholiab and to every man wise in heart, to whom the Lord gave wisdom in his heart, everyone whom his heart lifted up to come near to the youth to do it. And they took from before Moses all the uplifted offering which the sons of Israel brought for the use of the service of the sanctuary to make it. And they brought yet to him a freewill offering, morning by morning. And all the wise who made all that was of use for the sanctuary brought, man by man, from his youth, that which they made. And they said to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough of the service for the youth, which the Lord commanded to do. And Moses commanded, and the voice passed among the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more use for the uplifted offering of the sanctuary. And he held back the people from bringing it. And the use was enough for all the youth to do it. And there was that which remained over. Amen. This is a story from Exodus. The children of Israel, the sons of Israel, had left Egypt and had arrived at Mount Sinai and been given the Ten Commandments. And now they were being told to construct a sanctuary, a holy place to hold the covenant with the Lord, the Ten Commandments, and the Ark of the Covenant. They were going to build the tabernacle, a tent, a holy tent, a sanctuary. The tabernacle represents many things. It represents a temple or a church. It represents the Lord's church on earth, both buildings and communities, and it represents the Lord's church in heaven, the whole of the heavens. And it represents your mind. Now, your mind is made up of two very important things: what you want, or your will, your desires, your affections, and what you think, your thoughts, your understanding, your intellect. So it's what you want and what you think. That's what makes up your mind. And listen to how the Lord called the workers. And Moses called to everyone wise in heart, to whom the Lord gave wisdom in his heart, and everyone whom his heart lifted up to come near to the youth to do it. Wise in heart. That's the kind of man the Lord called to build the sanctuary. Now, we might think that wisdom is something in the brain or in the head, a purely intellectual thing. Like, you might be wise if you really understand the Ten Commandments. But the Lord is calling wisdom in the heart. That's that part of the mind that's actually what you want to do. So it's not just knowing the truth, like knowing the Ten Commandments, but it's that you want to do it. So it's putting those two things together: the want of something and the understanding. So this is the last weekend before school starts. And school is a wonderful opportunity to practice this. The Lord is calling you. Just as Moses called the people at the Lord's command, the Lord is calling you. And he's calling you through what you want and what you understand. So think about it this way. What should you be doing in life? Should you be a doctor, a fireman, a teacher? Should you be a mother or a father? Should you become a minister? What should you do? Maybe you're just a little kid right now. You're thinking, well, I'd like to be a fireman, but I'd also like to be an astronaut. What should you do? and the Lord is giving you guidance. Think about it. Think about what you love. What do you like to do? Maybe you think it might be useful to be an astronaut, but maybe you don't like roller coasters. Well, think again about being an astronaut, because it's going to be tough. Maybe you love stories. So you love stories. And you're good at writing. You understand grammar and spelling. Well, that is how the Lord is calling you, through your will and understanding. And then there's a third part. And this is the most important part. This is the part you should remember. That in everything in the universe, everything, there are three parts. So you have your will, what you want, your heart, and you have your understanding, what you know, your head. But when the two come together, you have a third thing. The use, the niche, the work, the job, what actually happens. So if you love roller coasters and you understand science, you could put the two together and make an astronaut. If you love stories and you understand writing, you can put the two together and become a storyteller. That youth. And this is the important lesson. Is the youth useful? There are all sorts of things that you may enjoy doing and that you may know a lot about. But is it good? You could do a lot of things with your life, which frankly aren't very useful. You could live just for yourself. You could decide, what I'm going to do is go up into the mountains and set up a little garden and take care of just myself. And I'll eat whatever I want and I'll sleep whenever I want and I'll be useful to me. Well, that's not use. That's not what the Lord called the people to do. The Lord didn't just call these workers to have a wise heart, but to have a wise heart in service to the sanctuary. And that gets us back to what the tabernacle represents. The tabernacle represents your mind, yes, but it also represents the church and heaven. So when you're wondering what to do with all these wonderful talents the Lord has given you, with all these wonderful affections for all this good stuff, and wonderful education, look around and ask, what is useful for the Lord? What is it people actually want you to do? Farmers know that farming is useful because people buy their crops. Doctors know that they are useful because patients come to them and say, help. If nobody wants what you're doing, and nobody is asking you to do it, maybe you should think again. So look to the Lord's gift of what you have an affection for and what you are able to understand, and put the two together in service to his sanctuary. Remember those three things. What you like or want or will, what you understand or know, and the use that the Lord is calling to you. Amen.